You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, yes. Want to have a chat about COVID?
Okay.
It's been in the news.
It's happening.
For like the last 10 months or so.
I don't think it's going anywhere real soon. Did you see this morning that they found, because you know how, first of all, COVID-19, they were like, it's in bats. And then it was in this creature called a pangolin. And then it was in...
And then everyone Googled what a pangolin was.
Then it was in humans.
Yeah.
And then everyone decided to live indoors for the rest of their lives. And then it was in the big cats in the zoos.
Mm.
And then this morning they found it in ice cream.
What?
They found COVID in ice cream.
Ice cream's not a living thing.
Yeah. But
as in someone who had some ice cream, someone who ate some ice cream had COVID, they licked it,
Okay. They made the batch.
Okay.
Yeah. It was in the made batch.
Right.
Out of China. Ingredients from New Zealand and Ukraine.
Hopefully they're not licking the ice cream in the factory before they sell it.
Would you?
I mean, yeah, but hopefully they don't.
Yeah, okay.
No, Simo, I don't want to touch on COVID. Here in Australia, I know travelling into the States is still a bit iffy, but more or less our day-to-day life is kind of sort of back to normal.
Well, I got myself a police escort when I crossed the border at Albury.
Yeah, because you drove over the holiday period to South Australia.
Crossing borders every which way.
At a police... Why? When you say police escort, were you being chased? Had you robbed a bank?
No.
Was there a helicopter with a spotlight on you?
No, I was like, I think you need to do like 4 border crossings to get into the Snowies if you're coming from South Australia.
Mm.
And some rules changed at 6 p.m. and I was on the road at the time when they changed.
Mm.
So. And then I got turned around, but it was great. Got myself a little police escort. It was fun.
You say police escort. Sounds a bit like, you know, they got their flashing lights. Sounds a bit like a police chase.
They're chasing an escapee.
Yes. But Simo, over in the UK, lockdown is COVID sort of much, much worse than here.
Oh, yeah.
I think because they had the first lockdown, things were sort of starting to get better. Then they went in for a second one and things weren't getting better. And now there's a third one that's kind of thrown in on top of that. It's not a good situation over in the UK.
They're an island nation, but they are, like, Europe-based, so...
Mm. Mm. Well, not anymore after Brexit.
I saw that.
A little Brexit joke in there.
Yeah, well, there was a British guy who crossed the border into Europe, right? And they...
Okay, well, cross the border. There's quite a large body of water.
Yeah, Dover, right? So he crossed over.
I assume he had a boat or some sort.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then European authorities seized his ham sandwiches because under Brexit he wasn't allowed to bring any foreign meats. Oh man. And it was like a Dutch officer, and he was like, welcome to Brexit. He
was like, we need all of your ham.
And it was like, can I just take, if you take the ham, can I take? No, we need to take the bread too, sir.
A warning to all UK people, don't bring any smoked meat out of the country.
Yep, you can't even take your sandwiches with you.
But over in the UK, a couple of people decided to have a party.
Right.
Which, of course, during COVID, big no-no.
Mm.
They wanted to have a party, invited all their people around. They were doing the party, people noticed, police came around and said, you're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
Simo, what do you reckon their excuse was for having the party? Now, bear in mind, this may be the stupidest excuse that I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, in that case, if it's a stupid one, were they advocating herd mentality? What do they call it? Herd communal?
No.
Thing? No?
No, it wasn't
that. Were they... having a silent disco?
No.
Because that wouldn't have been a noise issue then for the neighbours, would it? So that they should have had a silent disco.
Well, no, they shouldn't have because they're in lockdown and you can't do that sort of stuff.
Okay, yeah. So what were they doing?
So they had a party. When police knocked on the door, the occupants of the party claimed to be unaware that the global pandemic was happening.
Wow.
As they never watched the news.
Mm.
Now, not just like the lockdown was happening... They claim not to know about COVID at all.
Hey, what do they say? There's a saying about this.
What, that these people are idiots?
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I think that's
when there's a global pandemic on, maybe less so.
It's ignorance is bliss and an infection.
Suffice to say, police did not accept that as a valid reason for the lockdown party.
Fair enough.
And they were hand COVID fixed penalty notices to everyone present at the party.
And they took all their ham sandwiches as well.
And they took all their ham sandwiches and said, right, we're off to France.
Gonna put these where they actually belong.
Yeah, and then they got to France and the ham sandwiches were confiscated. confiscated.
Yeah.
And the French people said, why are you here? There's a global pandemic on.
Look.
Go away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, hopefully it is vastly improving and quickly.
Mm, yeah, fingers crossed it does.
You know, now I've been making myself ham sandwiches out of spite because it's safe to do so.
You evil person. You're just posting them on social media.
Yeah.
Look at this, people in the UK. It's a ham sandwich.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan about to get topical.
Okay.
The tennis. You're a fan?
Yes.
Do you watch? Do you actually watch it?
I think I'm one of those many people in Australia like this where we get interested in tennis for the couple of weeks that the Aussie Open is on.
Right.
And then for the other 11 and a half months of the year. Couldn't really give a stuff.
So, do you have a favourite player? I'm thinking you might be a big Marcos Bagdatis kind of guy.
Well, you said we're going to get topical at the start of this. And then you just mentioned a player who hasn't really done anything since like 2007.
Oh, he's been all right. Marcos Bagdatis is...
I'm more of a Pete Sampras man myself, if we're just naming niche tennis players.
You're retro.
Yeah, bring back Mark Philippoussis.
Nah, well, like, because he's from Cyprus, isn't he, Bagdatis?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Probably.
So, obviously, the topical thing is that a lot of them are all locked up in hotel quarantine at the moment.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of them are complaining that a lot of the international players are complaining that they have to do the 14 days quarantine,
yep.
I think it is.
That's the one.
They're not happy. There's some complaining about the food and some complaining about just the fact that they have to stay in a hotel room for 2 weeks.
Yeah, meanwhile, Kyrgios has got his feet up in Canberra.
Does
it? Yeah, because he was here, so yep. He was like...
That's his intense preparation before a major, just sounds, putting your feet up.
Yeah, he's actually written a couple of tweets, so he's exhausted.
Really? Kyrgios? That's unlike him.
So I wanted to bring this to the table, Jordan, because it boggled my mind just a little bit. Bernard Tomic.
Yeah.
You'd be familiar with the Aussie bad boy.
I'm, yes.
Are you, do you like him? Are you on the bandwagon? The Bernard bandwagon?
I think I was, and then he became a bit of a spoiled brat, and then he went off, and he's like number 200 in the world or something, so we didn't even think about him.
Yeah, so he had to qualify for the Oz Open by going and playing a pre-tournament in...
Oh, so he didn't get in automatic. He had to do the... Okay.
Yes, correct. It was overseas, which is why he's stuck in quarantine with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'm just going to let some audio roll from the girlfriend and the kind of struggles that she's having in quarantine.
Okay.
All right. It's a tough life.
This is the worst part of quarantine. I don't wash my own hair. I've never washed my own hair. It's just not something that I do. I normally have hairdressers that do it twice a week for me. So this is the situation that we're dealing with. What is going on? Look at that. What is going on here? But yeah, I can't wait to get out of quarantine just so I can get my hair done. It's the simple luxuries in life.
It's the simple luxuries, Jordan.
Getting your hair washed. She never washed her hair.
That's what I wanted to focus on. So that is Vanessa Sierra, the girlfriend of Bernard Tomic there, never washed her own hair.
Wow.
So you'd think that's a lie.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done any form of investigation about it. But yeah, I'm happy to throw that in the lie basket. Surely you have washed your hair.
If you're old enough to be dating, you're old enough to have given a crack to washing your own hair.
Well, maybe. How long has she been partnered with Bernie, do you know?
I'm not sure on that one.
Because Bernard Tomic, there was one stage where he was like number 17 in the world, and I think he got to like the semi-finals at Wimbledon or something like that. So when you're living the high life, when you're living the big life, obviously she can afford to go and get her hair washed twice a week at salons.
Apparently she's playing Pokemon for 11 hours straight in quarantine, so that does maybe suggest, considering I said if you're old enough to date, you're old enough to have washed your hair, but if you're still playing Pokemon, maybe you're not old enough for either of those activities.
Well, I mean, you got to do something in quarantine and intense preparation for a Grand Slam tennis competition.
Well, she's not playing.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe she could shut the quarantine. Never picked up a tennis racket. It's like, yeah, I'll just pop in the women's. You never know.
So
could go on a bit of a run.
If you were going to try and wash your own hair, right?
I don't have to try and wash. Newsflash for you. I don't want to get too kind of crazy. I do wash my own hair.
If you were to make an attempt, right?
Again, I don't have to, but I do it every day in the shower.
No, I'm speaking directly to her.
Okay. Right?
If you, Vanessa, were to have a crack at washing your own hair, right, a hotel room's probably one of the good spots because you get the little shampoos, don't they?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And they get refilled and you can also like take some home with you.
Yeah.
So if you try it mm-hmm. and you have a good experience, then you can potentially take some shampoo with you.
Yeah.
So I feel like life has gifted you this opportunity.
Mm.
You've had washing your hair on your bucket list for a long time. Now is the moment.
Yeah.
So we'll be watching this story with great interest.
Why will you be watching Bernard Tomic's girlfriend in the shower?
If she's going to...
You weirdo.
If she's going to wash her
I'm going to contact Bernard Tomic right now.
Only shoulders up. Shoulders up only.
Still, head doesn't make it much better.
Head and shoulders. It'll be worth it, Jordan. Trust me.
I really hope some kind of shampoo brand gets sponsorship of her.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, yesterday on the show, you brought to the fact that with Brexit over in the UK, what is it? Someone who's going from England to France got his ham sandwiches confiscated.
That's right, yeah. So it was something along the lines of foreign meats. So he'd had these ham sandwiches put together. He was a driver, like delivering,
like a truck driver,
yeah, whatever the hell it was. So the ferry,
hopefully not ham sandwiches.
he's like, okay, if they'll take these sandwiches.
They've taken the one out of the lunchbox. Let's hope they don't check the back because that's what it's full of.
That's full of ham.
But no, so what? So he got his ham sandwich confiscated because that's a rule, apparently. They don't want to transfer meat.
That's right. Like so that. He'll have a good excuse when he goes home to the wife about why he didn't eat the lunch that she made him.
So, Simo, you were, surprising to me, a bit of an expert on the Brexit food being confiscated situation.
Yes.
So I wanted to... We know that ham sandwiches, they can't be taken from England into Europe.
No good.
What about samosas?
I don't know what's in a samosa. I assume if it's...
That's a good point. I don't know what's in a samosa either. They are delicious, though.
Yeah, samosa, right? I was late to the alcohol party. It's an alcoholic beverage. It's like a...
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Have you never been to an Indian takeaway and had a samosa?
No, well, I've never had a samosa, no.
Okay, no, it's not an alcohol... Sorry, we just all knew that. It's not a beverage or anything like that. It's like an Indian...
Right.
Kind of, it's like potatoes and spices, and it's folded up in pastry and deep fried. They are delicious.
Yeah, because I have a habit of getting this particular beverage mixed up with cocktails.
It's not a beverage. beverages. It is not.
Oh, okay.
It is not. It's an Indian dish.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
It is not a beverage.
Right, I'll get my beverages straight on the shelf there and move on.
Don't go to a pub and say, yeah, two samosas, please. They'll look at you and go, what?
You are in the wrong place.
Sorry, I just assumed we all knew. So it's like a pastry thing. It's deep fried. It's got like potatoes and spices and stuff in.
Sounds good. I need to broaden my horizons.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up taking our samosas from England to France is because an Indian restaurant in England came up with a bit of a publicity stunt, a bit of a fun thing to do.
I think I've seen this.
They thought that they would get a couple of samosas,
yes,
and send them to space.
I did see that, yeah.
By the use of helium weather balloons. So they kind of just let it go, it would float up to space. And that was their plan.
Yeah, I did see that they were sending Indian dishes into space. I didn't realise that it was a samosa.
Yeah, it was a samosa.
Right.
Unfortunately, the GPS tracker that they attached so they could follow the food's journey, shortly after launch, they discovered that it malfunctioned. So they thought, oh, no, the samosas are lost forever.
Yeah.
However, the next day, the GPS was reactivated, and it was revealed that the balloon had landed in a field in France.
Wow. That's the future, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Because it comes in leaps and bounds, right? At first, you used to have to go to a restaurant, or then it was drive-thrus. So it started way back when. You'd have to go to a restaurant, order food, sit down and eat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then came the drive-thru, right, where you could get food on the go. Then came the food delivery, so being able to get a pizza typically delivered, right? Then came being able to, like, just food delivery in general, getting anything you want.
Yeah.
Now it's going to get to the point where you can, like, call in food ordinance. You walk out to your backyard and you'll like, it'll be some kind of, like... like to the military, and you'll be able to.
I think the military have better things to do than deliver food.
And you'll be able to get like a curry ordnance, which will just like drop down from the sky. A satellite will just shoot a curry down, and it'll land in your backyard.
Simo, I'm not going to lie, I have seen a little bit of a fault in this brilliant plan of yours.
Yeah,
and there are many.
What?
But the one I want to pick up is so imagine if you are ordering this weather balloon service.
Yes.
You go, I'll have some samosas, please. They float down into your garden. You look at them and go, oh, gee, I wanted to. I thought samosas were alcohol. I thought that was like a drink or something.
That's my main issue, yeah. Getting the wrong, getting my beverages and foods mixed up.
Send it back.
Yeah, actually, that's tricky. How would you go about sending food back you're not happy with?
Just get in the car.
Yeah. I love that idea, though, of being able to call in food ordnance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, craters in the backyard would be a bit of an issue.
I don't think 1 in 100 will get to the right place.
No, with satellites and the military and your phone, they'll be able to GPS.
Simo, the military aren't getting involved in this bonkers food delivery by balloon idea that you're having.
We've got to trademark this, Jordan. I think it's the future.
Simo and Jordan.
And car theft hasn't happened to me, hasn't happened to you.
No.
But it's important to lock your car when you leave it.
Yes, very important.
Make sure that any important items you've either got with you or remain fastened and safely locked away.
I think it's also worth mentioning car theft if you're planning on stealing a car.
Yeah.
Just sort of don't.
Yeah, that's...
Yep. Just because it's very inconvenient to the person's car you steal, police, like, would, you know, arrest, all that sort of stuff. Just sort of don't.
Solid advice there from Jordan.
Yeah, I mean... I'm a part-time inspirational speaker, so...
Start your January off right. Start 2021 off on the right
foot. Yeah, by not stealing cars.
So, I bring to you now a story of a car theft.
I didn't obey your advice, and I have stolen 3 cars this morning.
So, a car thief, over in the States, pinched a vehicle...
As car thieves do, despite my warnings.
According to police, though, what unfolded was a little bit odd. I'm not interested in what kind of car it is. I'm not really a car guy. Mm-hmm. But what ended up happening was that there was a 4-year-old in the back seat of the vehicle at the time.
Okay.
Well, kid's safe, by the way.
Okay. Good.
So the thief didn't realise at the time that there was a kid in the back seat. According to police, the thief then... drove back with the 4-year-old in the car, handed the child over before scolding the mother and owner of the car before then driving off again in the stolen vehicle.
So he's got in the car for whatever reason. There was a 4-year-old in the back of the car.
Yes.
Just for reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back. He's like, here's your child. Can we have the car back? No.
So the police spokesman said he actually lectured the mother for leaving the child in the car and threatened to call the police on her.
So he's taking the moral high ground.
and then hopped back in the stolen car.
Imagine the police. And sir, how did you find out the child was in the car? Let's not go into details.
I stole it,
but that is not the point. That is a separate case number. We're not dealing with that right now.
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
So, bad boys all around, Jordan.
So what happened? Did they end up getting this guy and, like, arresting him and getting the car back? Or is that just...
Nope, they have not yet.
How? Like, he literally came and stopped and handed back a child?
Yep.
And then... I don't know.
So the police spokesman said he actually lectured the mother for leaving the child in the car and threatened to call the police on her. The thief ordered the mum to take the child before driving off in the car.
Okay.
Obviously, we're thankful that he brought the little one back and had the decency to do that. That's according to police. Oh, dear.
I mean, you can't deny, yes, that is a good thing.
I just think it's good that we've finally got car thieves with morals. I'm... super pleased about that.
What's this going to go next? Oh, I nicked your car. I noticed there was $2.50 in the ashtray, just spare coins.
Yeah.
So here we go. I'm going to come back and give you your spare coins, just in case you need to buy a chocolate bar or something.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take your car.
Look, I noticed your tyres are a bit low.
Yeah. So I rubbed your car and I fitted new tyres.
So, yeah, finally, car thieves taking the moral high ground. And see, I always knew that there was going to be an improvement this year.
Well, I mean, yeah, It would still be better if they could just not steal the car full stop.
Oh, just be people.
That's the next. That's going to be what's happening next year, 2022.
Look, they're showing growth. They're on the right track.
I mean, yeah, it's a step. Now if we could just get to the step of you don't break into my car and steal it.
Yep.
That would be wonderful.
They're on the road to recovery.
Yeah.
They just got to make sure that they continue to drive that route.
They're on the road, quite literally, to stolen car, which we hope will not happen in the future.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Coin, we talked about it yesterday.
Yes, we did.
What was it? So you said there was a guy, he couldn't remember the password to get onto his hard drive where multiple Bitcoins were stored. Is that right?
Yeah. So his digital wallet effectively was a hard drive that was password encrypted, password protected, which meant that he had 10 chances to unlock it, and it's worth $220 million, I think, was the number.
It's quite a lot.
And he's so far used 8, I think it's 8 out of the 10 goes, and with no luck.
All right.
Mm.
Well, Simo, it seems to be, because I think this guy, he did set up a password, wrote it down on a piece of paper,
That's
and then
right.
for a long time, Bitcoin was worth, like, nothing.
It was in the toilet. Yeah, so $220 million worth of Bitcoin locked away on a hard drive.
And Simo, for a long time, Bitcoin wasn't worth anything, so they're like, ugh, passwords,
whatever.
We don't need it, we'll lose this crap piece of paper. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
Now, all of a sudden, Bitcoin's become really super expensive.
It matters.
It matters a lot.
Yeah.
I think we said yesterday it was worth $90,000. I've actually Googled it. It's worth $48,000.
Yeah, did you go and have a little look? Did you? Yeah. Classic.
I just had a little look. I don't have a spare $48,000 in the bank, so I can't afford one.
Yeah, so did you look up that thing about mining Bitcoin as well?
No, I didn't. Okay, right. I'm going to get onto that. I think this has been a bit of a trend. There's been multiple people who have gone bought Bitcoins when they were doing really bad. Just kind of not even thought
as
about it,
joke.
Cared about it. Now all of a sudden it's doing very well. They want the money. They're like, oh, where was that password? What did I do with it? Simo, I bring your attention to a British man called James Howells.
Okay.
Now he had 7,500 Bitcoins stored on a hard drive.
As well, yeah, the digital wallets, yep.
Now 7,500 Bitcoins, just one Bitcoin is $48,000 at the moment. So 7,500 of them, worth quite a lot.
Yep.
Between June and August in 2013, when Bitcoin was worth absolutely nothing.
In the toilet.
He threw out this hard drive that has 7,500 Bitcoins on it.
Yeah.
Now, he has contacted his local council to see if they will give him permission to start digging up the landfill where he believes the hard drive has gone to.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the term needle in a haystack comes to mind.
Big time.
As similar with the term hard drive in a giant pit of landfill.
So what did that come out to? What he's digging through for how much? What's it worth?
Well, yeah, $48,000 is what one Bitcoin is worth at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's Australian dollars.
And
he's got 7,500 on it.
Yeah, right.
So which is, quickly do the maths, quite a lot.
Hmm.
In return, if the council allow him to dig up the landfill, he says he will give them a quarter of the money that he finds. So that's, a bit of a win-win from the council, I guess.
Oh, yeah, they'd give that permission. I don't know how much damage he's going to do. What is he using, a shovel or a bobcat?
Again, unconfirmed.
Is he firing heavy machinery?
Again, unconfirmed.
Hmm.
But, Simo, the council haven't given him permission.
Oh, really?
No.
Wow.
Council said, no, you can't do this.
Hmm, they're hiding something in their landfill.
They're hiding. Maybe the council have got it.
Yeah, that's it. That's where all the unclaimed Bitcoin goes.
They've just gone to the council.
Meanwhile, your council rates go up and they're hoarding all the Bitcoin. But it's interesting that you say that because I read a stat at one point in regards to how much Bitcoin is out there unclaimed, sitting in these digital wallets with people unable to get at it. And it's something like... Yeah, it's a crazy number. It's something like 15% of the whole currency.
Wow.
People cannot, it's unclaimed currency because it's been lost or it's on a digital wallet and it's been buried in landfill or passwords have been forgotten.
I mean, if you were an evil Bond villain, forget trying to blow up the world. Just try and get all the unclaimed Bitcoin and you can go and live on an island in the Caribbean for the rest of your life.
I think that's a hard sell for a villain, Jordan. If you went to a Bond villain and said, forget about blowing up the world, he'd probably just, he'd probably kill you on the spot. He would not be interested in that.
Yeah, that is a good point.
You'd have to sell it to him a bit better.
Hey, Bond villain, forget about blowing up the world. No. Boom.
No, you'd probably...
Roll credits of the movie.
You'd probably...
The name's Bond, James Bond. Don't blow up the world, just have Bitcoin.
Yeah, you'd probably...
Just they're shooting Daniel Craig.
You'd probably...
I mean, wow, the last Bond movie was 3 hours long. This one a lot shorter.
I think you'd have to go... Put blowing up the world on the back burner. Make that plan B.
And ironically, if you leave it on a burner, it will blow up.
I think that's more likely to get him to invest in Bitcoin. Yeah. If that's who your market is, is kind of villainous people that want to blow up the world, don't open with forget about blowing up the world, because it's the only thing they've ever wanted.
That is a good point. Yeah. Next time I'm in a room with a Bond villain, which happens all the time, I will remember this.
Hello.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.